Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
And welcome back to Errol Talk. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and this is episode 11 of Errol Talk. Tonight, we will be talking about last night's screening of Trust But Verify, which aired on the CW on January 23rd, 2013. Don't forget, you can visit us on the web. If you have Twitter, please follow us at Errol Talk. Also, we are currently still working on our website. It's Green Arrow Talk. AllOneWord.com, still in the works, so please feel free to stop by whenever you can. Also, we are available on BlogTalkRadio.com/ArrowTalk, and one more plug, iTunes. You can download, yes, these very own podcasts on iTunes. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about, like I mentioned before, Trust But Verify. Let's see, we have some callers on the phone right now, so let's see who it is. Area code 224, who is this?
Dan from Chicago.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Did you watch last night's episode? Trust.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's why I tweeted you that. What the F? It was awesome.
Yes, definitely. Now it makes sense from what you tweeted me. I'm like, what is he talking about? And then when I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get to that soon, Dan. Let's see. We have another caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida, from Smallville Talk. Finally.
Hey, Matt, how's it going? How's it going,
good.
Dude?
Good. I love last night's episode. I'm sorry if it's kind of late beyond the podcast for Arrow, but I finally got the phone number. I heard the first episode, and the phone number wasn't there. I mean, how did Dan get the phone number?
Oh, see, Dan, he knows a lot of the insides of the internet. Right, Dan?
and by the way, I know we're on Arrow right now, but I did see the new trailer for Man of Steel, and oh, my God, it looked epic.
Oh. Yeah, nice, nice. Well, you know, Matt, just so you know, we do the Smallville Talk podcast right after this one.
Oh,
so,
cool.
And that's what we do. We talk about the upcoming movie, so that's definitely a good topic to bring up on the other podcast. But,
yeah,
yes, you're right.
News. I have even more news about Man of Steel.
Okay, great. Awesome, awesome. So tonight we're going to be talking about Arrow. So let's see. Quick synopsis for those of you out there in internet land that still haven't seen the episode. I hope we don't ruin it for you, but it was definitely what the F happened at the very end. I think we should just skip to the end because it's a lot of discussion on a lot of blogs and internet articles. Yao Fei, who plays the trusty mentor of Oliver while he's on the island, he is with the bad guys. What the hell? What do you think is going on, Dan?
Well, do you think maybe he's trying to teach Oliver something, or do you think he's actually bad?
It's a lot of work to teach one little kid or, you know, young man.
Right. Oh, yeah, then maybe, yeah. It was awesome, though. I liked it. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, so that means he's with Deathstroke, or it's just so many questions. Matt, well, what do you think of the very ending when Yao Fei, he reveals to Oliver that he's also with the bad guys, that they try to, you know, he actually wanted to kill the guys, so I guess it was a test. You're right, Dan, I guess it was a test for Oliver, but what if Oliver would have killed them? What do you think Yao Fei would have done? He would have been like, dude, I was just joking.
Yeah, well, I was shocked as you guys. I was going, what? It's like they keep twisting us in every episode.
Yeah.
Like, and here's
Which
Dan,
is a lot of fun.
Dark Archer.
I mean, I still don't like that guy, Malcolm, who was the Dark Archer. I mean,
yes.
Where's Walter? I do not like his mom. It's like his mom hired that guy on the island. It's like
yeah.
his mom is like webcams or like recording and putting it on Google.
Oh,
or
yeah.
YouTube,
yeah. It could be.
Buying it on
it,
the island. But yeah, it left me hanging. I love
well,
those
a lot of people.
Though.
A lot of people were mentioning that. What if this is the Lost Island? You know, from Lost? And they're like, no, it can't be. It can't be. So, yeah. And what are your thoughts, Matt? Do you think he's Yao Fei, the Chinese mentor that Oliver had up until now? Do you think he's on in with Deathstroke? Do you think he's part of the clan, you know?
I don't really know, but... In the recent episode, he was kidnapped by them. And
right,
Oliver
he was, yes. Yes,
in.
He was. Right, but at the very end, he reveals that he wasn't kidnapped.
I have no idea. Maybe he was brainwashed. Maybe they have some red kryptonite on there. Gotcha, Smallville jokes.
Well, you have to be from Krypton, don't you, in order for
no,
that to
I'm
take effect?
No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Yeah, I know, but I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I think that's a
I
little
enjoying
stretch.
The show, though.
Yeah,
I am enjoying the show. It's a for sure replacement for Smallville. But why are they going to find a way to get Justin Hartley to guest star?
No. I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. Yeah,
he needs
and
to,
it would be. It wouldn't make sense either. It just wouldn't make sense.
It would confuse a lot of people too.
It would what?
Confuse a lot of people as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be like, what? So now Justin Hartley is the Green Arrow? What's going on here? Yeah, I highly doubt it. And I highly doubt Justin would want to continue or even be associated with the Green Arrow. Because I'm sure he's like many of the other Smallville actors, they want to move on. They want to evolve. They want to get a different paycheck.
Tom
so,
is not even doing anything right now. Tom Welling, he's like in the fandom.
That's true. Half
he's watching Arrow
Welling.
Right now.
Arrow Talk.
Yes, Arrow Talk. He's listening to Arrow Talk.
Well,
hi, Tom.
You guys are going to freak over this. I watch a couple of news videos about Man of Steel on YouTube. We're getting a female Jimmy Olsen.
Right. Matt, you're slowly falling back to Man of Steel. Let's stay on target over here with Arrow Talk.
Okay, so sorry. I really wanted to...
I know you're trying. I know you're trying. But if you could just wait a couple more minutes, we'll do the Smallville podcast. And you could just... you know what? I'll give you the floor for a whole half hour, Matt. The Smallville Talk show will be the Matt show for the next half hour.
Yeah, sweet.
Awesome. Okay, so back to Arrow. All right. So the opening shot of this episode is where a masked man robber is armed and with a grenade launcher launches it into an armored car and he appears to at least kill one guard or I don't know, did they both die or not? I can't remember in that episode. But then Tommy over breakfast and the Queens tell him about his mother acting erratically, kind of weird. And, geez, I wonder why she had her husband kidnapped. I wonder why she's a little, erratic and, acting a little different. So how much longer do you think the secret will last that Myra Queen has traded in her husband for, I guess, safety? How long do you think she'll keep it until she actually tells Oliver? Dan, what are your thoughts?
Not long, because the sister knows what's up. So she's just trying to get in Oliver's head, and maybe Oliver will see that the sister is right.
Right, and that's a good thing that you brought up Thea. Thea Queen, she's the sister of Oliver. She is definitely... has eyes on her mom and has seen how erratic she has been behaving and how the dark archer is calling the mom, but not really as a dark archer, more like as Merlin. It was a little stretched where Thea thought that maybe they're having an affair, that she's acting different the way she did. I thought that was a little stretch. I'm like, okay, is your mom really that, like, out there sleeping with everybody? Like, jeez. It's like not one guy could call her without you thinking, oh, she's having an affair.
Right.
But, but Thea, of course, she's turning 18, a big party that they're planning, and she hints to Oliver that she is definitely getting the car, and Oliver's like, don't get your hopes up, and a nice little back-and-forth banter, and definitely misses her dad because she's turning 18. It's that coming of age where, you know, she would like, both parents there, but unfortunately one is a little erratic because her mind is a little preoccupied that her husband is kidnapped and needs proof that he's alive. But then the other one is obviously dead. And now we go back to the armored scenario where John Diggle, or Diggs as they start to call him, he realizes that one of the guys is one of the members of Black Hawk, and he saved his life when they were in Afghanistan. Now, how do you think, how hard was it for Diggle to kind of go against Oliver? Do you think it was kind of like a test between the two characters? It's like, okay, I have one person that I'm emotionally attached to because he saved my life, but here I am helping you, Green Arrow, go after these bad guys that are in this little book that your dad supposedly wrote, but now we find out that he didn't because we see Merlin has the same exact book. So, what do you think, Matt, if you're still there, what do you think the dynamic between the two characters where Dig has to choose sides almost?
That was crazy for me. I mean, that was an epic scene there. Like, at first when Arrow, the Hood, Oliver actually found the guy in the list, and then he had the gun at him, and it goes right bang into a commercial.
Yeah, that was cool.
Going right there. It's like it's building up in every episode. I hope this show gets renewed every year, because No Ordinary Family just went for one season. I thought that kind of sucked.
Yeah, you're right. And
there's so many ways they can go with the show. I mean, I want to see how Dinah Lance becomes Black Canary. It's got to happen this season.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe not this season. Give it a season or two. You know, give her some time to grow, because I think it's just all going too fast. I'm like, okay, now he's the Green Arrow. Like, there wasn't a buildup, you know? Like, now he's this archer that, you know, he's more portrayed as a Robin Hood. But, you're right. Laurel is definitely destined to become the Black Canary. And I wonder how she's going to get her powers.
That's going to be something crazy.
That's going to be weird.
The finale, Jeff Johns could write the episode. I want Jeff Johns to write the episode.
Right. And, Matt, for those who don't know Canary, tell us, if you know, what's the Black Canary's special powers?
Her canary scream.
Yes. Definitely, like it's almost like a shockwave of a superpower. And also, Dan, if you're still there, tell us which other episode might emerge at the end of this season. Which other superhero?
That I don't know, because I'm not too familiar with the comic book. Arrow.
All right, it would be Speedy, which is Thea Queen. It's almost like the way they wrote the Green Arrow back in the early years of the comic book. It's almost the parallel worlds between Bruce Wayne and Oliver Queen, Batman and the Green Arrow. They both have their parents murdered, and they were both millionaires or now billionaires in this era. And, of course, they donned the mask to help out the needy and the people that needed help. And then they also had – Batman had his Robin. Green Arrow had his Speedy. So they're really compared to each other. You know, they're really similar. But, Speedy would become Oliver's right-hand person, which is a little weird because in the comic book, it was a boy. It was the young lad, Speedy. And now the creators of the show, they kind of twisted it to now having it be his sister, which he didn't have a sister in the comic book.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
Yeah, and then there's also news of this week I've been reading online that they might do a crossover for a new CW show called Amazon, which, of course, who else would come from the Amazon island of Paradise Island? Miss Diana Prince, who we all know and love, Wonder Woman. Yeah, so that's a big rumor right now that they might do a crossover from Arrow. Which is good.
It's also we're getting the Justice League movie in 2015.
Yeah, that's definitely on the big screen.
They need
to
use the same actors from Smallville, though.
I highly doubt it, but let's see how the success of Man of Steel comes out. So then, of course, Thea, she has her car, she has her, you know, all of her lovely gifts and wonderful drugs that, do you guys, here's a little pop quiz, what's the name of the drug she took?
Oh, shit.
Vertigo.
Vertigo, yes. Vertigo. Yes, which is, it's funny because next week's episode is Vertigo, so
yeah,
that's going to be fun.
I caught it right there. I caught it right there at a birthday party.
Yeah, and so she takes the drugs, and of course, what do you do when you take drugs? Hey, let's go out for a windy road drive in my new car. So Thea, of course, at the very end of the episode, gets in a car accident, and then, of course, she survives, and Oliver is, like, ready to take her home, and then the cops come, and they say that they found traces of the drug Vertigo and place Thea under arrest. Wah, wah, wah. How many times have we seen, you know, high-profile celebrities / rich people do drugs and then go to jail? Hello, Lindsay Lohan. But then Merlin, let's go back to Tommy Merlin. He's definitely having a rough time right now with his dad, with Malcolm. Malcolm, of course, kind of tricked Tommy to having dinner with him and Laurel, and Malcolm tells Laurel that Tommy's mother was killed by gunshot to the head. Now, do you think, we know Malcolm is a bad guy by now, we all know that.
Yeah.
Do you think Malcolm had her taken down, or do you think the other gang that, you know, they keep talking about, the Asian gang, do you think they were a part of it, or what's your take, Dan?
I think he's a part of it.
Okay, he had something to do with the murder of his wife's death.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. What are your thoughts?
I agree with Dan because he's the whole big thing of it, because he is still the Dark Archer, what we saw at the end. And I think Tommy needs to be partners with Oliver to take that.
Tommy's got his own agenda, dude. No, Tommy's gonna be. We're going to have a new twist on Tommy, I think.
Yeah, I think Tommy might be the Lex Luthor of the story.
Yep.
I think something's going to happen to Malcolm, and then Tommy's going to be like, Green Arrow did this to my dad, and then be so angry, and then take the mantle as the Dark Archer, and then fight against Oliver. I think it's, because, you know, it's kind of like always the best friend that betrays you and wants to destroy you.
I still think it's messed up that Tommy's dating Arrow's girl. You know what I mean? It's weird. Like, I don't like it.
So crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the cool thing about this episode is they mentioned the Blackhawk division or department, which is also coming from the comic book, the Blackhawks. And Diggle, snoops around, he sees that his friend is involved, and sees that Gaines is with him, and Gaines calls his robbery. Gaines is the guy that saved Diggs' life in Afghanistan, and Gaines calls the robberies his mission, and asks Diggs to join the mission. And since Arrow stopped what he was to be their final mission and took out the men earlier in the episode, then they need Dig to do it one more time to finish the heist. And, of course, they capture who? Carly, which is, I guess, at first I thought that was his sister, but apparently it was his brother's wife. So I guess there's some opportunity for some love interest there.
Yeah.
And so Carly is in custody, and they said that they'll kill her if Diggs doesn't help out. And, of course, Queen, how suave he is, putting a mic on Diggs, is hearing everything, so he's totally on top of it. And, of course, at the very end, we find out Diggs knew that he was being monitored by Oliver, and he tells him, hey, you've been late after the heist didn't happen. And so... it was kind of cool how even though Oliver disagreed with Dig, he still kind of watched over him. And I think the friendship between the two characters is getting, you know, as we go along, it gets a lot more stronger and more complex, their friendship. And I didn't know that Dig – yeah, I didn't know that Diggle was a new character to the series. He's not involved or mentioned in the comic books, in the old comic books. I'm sure now that they have the Arrow comic book, now he's going to be mentioned, because I think I saw a profile in the comic book for John Diggle. And so I think this character, I'm really involved in him. I want to know more.
Yeah, me too.
And the way he kind of like looks over Oliver, it's almost like Batman's Alfred.
I'm going to get the floor up soon.
Yeah,
but with an upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you agree with that, Dan? Tell us why.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because he's always, you know, got his back on everything, you know, without maybe even Oliver realizing it.
Uh-huh. And Matt, what are your thoughts on John Digg?
Like, what part? I'm sorry, I missed some parts you were talking about.
About how I compared John Diggle to Bruce Wayne's Alfred.
Oh, yeah. I see him being a lot like Alfred. And
yeah,
he's going to be a main character to support Oliver, if you like, instead of
right,
giving it up. Like in the recent new one that came back last week, he was totally losing faith on being the hero.
Yeah.
So I think he's just going to guide him along the way.
Yeah. And, of course, at the end of our story, we did mention it at the very beginning because we couldn't hold our excitement. But back on the island, Fire, I guess his name is Fire, tells Queen his trust in Faye was misplaced. And he's the guy with the blonde hair telling Oliver while he's in a flashback in the holding cell on the island. And one of Fire's men takes off his hood, and it's Faye. Dun, dun, dun. So, of course, they fade to black and the credits are rolling. And we're like, wow, this is crazy.
I know.
So
I love the way how it's not some crappy song, Somebody Save Me. Like,
oh, are you kidding me? But definitely not that one. Yeah, it would not make sense if they had that playing either. Yeah, it's a really good episode. If you have a chance to see it again, definitely the second time around, you'll see a lot more stuff that you missed on the first one. So always give Arrow a second try if you didn't get it or if you missed a lot of stuff that we talked about on the podcast. But please join us next Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be talking about Vertigo next week. And Vertigo, I see a lot of people posting comparisons to the comic book villain Vertigo online, so I guess this next character or villain is also from the DC universe. Any of you guys, I'm gonna ask you guys, since you guys are on the line, have you guys picked up any new Green Arrow comic books or anything like that?
No, not me.
Yeah,
I wonder how
the sales for the comic book, have they picked up? Because I know Green Arrow did have a second life in this new rehash of the DC characters titled the DC 52, where they re-released all 52 characters from the DC universe, and Green Arrow did have a title reissued. So definitely pick it up. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on the web that you can read for free. But I think they're doing a great job, the writers and the directors and the stunt people. I mean, seriously, the stunt guys. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the featurettes on YouTube. If you guys go to CW or the YouTube and type in CW, their YouTube channel. They post a lot of, like, behind the scenes of Arrow, and I'm going to try to put those videos on my website once it's done. Hopefully I'll be done with it next week. It looks freaking awesome. Wait till you see it. I mean, you could listen to podcasts, you could look at pictures from the episode, you could read articles, all in one place. So it's really cool. And of course, I don't write the articles. I just collect them and put them in one place. That way you're not scrounging all over the place for new Arrow articles. And of course, I give credit to the people who write them, so I'm not just copying and pasting. But Dan, thank you again for calling in. Please give us a shout out as we finish this call. Oh, Dan just left. Okay, Matt, give us a shout out while we end this podcast titled Trust But Verify.
Well, I thought you said I could talk about Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely up next. We have to end this show. We have to end this show, and then I'll start up the Smallville talk.
Okay, well, I thought it was awesome. I just still can't believe that Chinese guy who was watching over Oliver. The way they start every episode, commercial, action scene, score, I mean, and Kate Cassidy, so beautiful as Dinah. And I just can't wait to see when Oliver finds out that Malcolm is the Dark Archer, and next week he finds disturbing news about his mom.
Yep, all those dark secrets, yep. All right, cool. So if you guys are listening to this Arrow Talk podcast, switch over, hang up, and dial 909-232-9227. We'll be starting the Smallville Talk podcast on that channel. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something.